You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining me in studio today, we have Jim Lohman, DCE. He's the Associate Director for Youth Ministry in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Jim, great to have you in studio today.
Great to be here, Andy. Thanks.
I'm excited to talk about servant events, LCMS servant events. Been going on for some time now, correct?
Yes, over 30 years. The first happening at Lutheran Valley Retreat Center in Colorado. And they still host after all these years. Yes.
Wow. Oh, 30 years. Now, how long have you been involved? Can I ask that question? How long have you been involved in servant events?
Well, officially here with the LCMS, 12 years. But during my director of Christian education career, I've attended a number of events through the years at Camp Pioneer, at Lutheran Valley Retreat Center, and other places between here and there.
I think I've been involved in about three, maybe four LCMS servant events as well, and served as a community life builder as well.
Great.
Did I get the right CLB?
Yes, that's correct. Those are important people because they're usually the ones that are keeping the groups motivated and leading them in Bible study and a number of other things and helping them serve Christ while they're at that particular setting.
And that brings me to my next question. What is the purpose of LCMS servant events?
We want to provide young people with the opportunity to put their faith into action, to be the hands of Christ wherever they might be serving. We carry that out in a number of ways, certainly with training of our hosts, which we do each November here in St. Louis. And then we provide many resources they can use, everything from games that they can use to get the young people acquainted with one another. And then most importantly, devotions that they can use on a daily basis with the group and things that they can provide the group as they prepare to come to the event, Bible studies, and a theme that they can draw on as they're hosting. Our theme this year is Stand, Follow, Serve, Repeat.
Stand,
follow, serve, repeat. And these devotion and Bible study resources are available for our hosts to use. And we also have them available through the youth e-source for youth groups that might just be serving in their communities locally, but are looking for a Bible study or a devotion resource that they can use. And a fellow DCE, Jill Hasted, wrote these resources for us and led our hosts through them when we met this past November.
So servant events, LCMS servant events, can take place all over the country, all over. And these are opportunities for young people. And I've seen even some for families actually now to get involved and serve in communities, whether it be their own community or pack up and travel across the country and serve in a different location.
Correct. So originally they were designed for youth groups, but particularly a lot of camps have expanded that idea. And as you were saying, give families an opportunity to come to their location and serve on the campsite or in the nearby community.
I remember serving with some of them at Pioneer Camp and Retreat Center in Angola, New York, and they were, I believe, one of the first places, if not the first, to offer a family servant.
Yes, you're correct. They have a great location right on the lake, a beach nearby, but you can serve there on the camp.
And they have the facilities to accommodate families as well, to stay right there on the camp, which is nice. So these events can take place anywhere. I know I have some memories from some of my involvement in servant events. I'd love to hear about your experience in servant events. I know that you've served in servant events, and you've mentioned that your kids have been involved in some of the servant events as well.
What comes to mind, I remember a young lady, and we were a very small group. We could go in a 8-passenger van, and we drove to New York, serving at Camp Pioneer, and what was advertised was that we were going to be working for Habitat for Humanity. Now, when you think Habitat for Humanity, the youth and myself, we thought oh, building a house, this will be great. Well, what had transpired was that in the Buffalo, New York community, they had acquired an older home that the summer before they had rehabbed and painted. But unfortunately, those who were doing the painting of the outside of the house, the paint had peeled tremendously. So our task during that week was to be peeling off all of the old paint so that another crew could come in the next week and repaint the house so it would be inhabitable and conducive for the neighborhood. The interesting thing is my youth group, we'd kind of work on where are we going to go each summer. Well, the next summer, some of these same young people decided we're going to go back. Well, we were doing a house build that summer, but one evening, one of the girls and a couple of others who'd been with us, can we go back to that house? We want to see it painted. So we did that. And I still have this mental picture of them walking down the driveway to see this house that we'd scraped the summer before and seeing that it was
laborious.
Was completed.
Scraping
yes.
paint.
Scraping paint is not a task any of us like to do, but when you're called to serve, you do what's put before you.
And obviously, this had some sort of made an impression on these youth because they wanted to go back and they wanted to see it the next year and see how others had come along and finished up the project that they had been involved in. And so obviously, it made an impact on
yes,
them.
Yes, yes. And in their lives once back in the community and congregation, they had a servant heart in many ways for fellow youth in the group and others in the congregation.
Sure, I can see that too in my own experience. The things that you learn and gain on a servant event, whether it's a travel servant event or one in your own community, can shape how you think about serving at home. Whether it be in your congregation or in your neighborhood, whatever, wherever it might be, it can shape your approach and your worldview to just a life of service on a daily basis.
Yes, you made reference to my family. My daughters have also, through the years, attended many servant events in various places. And
how many of those did you serve as an adult chaperone?
A couple. I was providing some assistance in various ways with either a fundraiser so they could go or driving them somewhere. So
servant events always seem to involve driving a van somewhere.
Yes, yes.
I know one of the other servant events that I had the privilege of serving on was with Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana. Children Go Where I Send Thee was the name of their servant event. And every year they would gather up a number of youth from various congregations. You could, any congregation with youth could sign up their youth to come to this event and until they reached the maximum number of participants. And they would go out from there to a destination, sometimes unknown until weeks before the event.
Yes.
And I remember one of them, they had made arrangements for us to go serve a community in West Virginia, I believe. And I can't remember the name of the community, but we were going to be doing some cleanup in a park, in a national park there, I believe, that some storms had come through and done some damage. So we were going to be going through the trails and cleaning up along the trails. Well, lo and behold, about a week before we got there, another group had come through and done all of that work. So here we are. We arrive there. We get there. We go out and check the trails, and there's really nothing to do on the trails. It's all been done. We couldn't find anything to work on the trails. So we talked with the community leaders who had invited us to come there and said, it doesn't look like there's really a whole lot for us to do. I think we got it all done in one day. We still have three more days to serve here in your community. What can we do? And they connected us with more opportunities to serve in the community and found the resources. And, just as you mentioned, painting someone's home, somebody who needed a home or some local things like bridges and things like that that needed to be painted and just, beautification in their own community. And that gave us a chance to connect with people in the community there. And they would ask questions, who are you? Why are you coming to our neighborhood to paint? And gave us a chance to talk about, well, we're with, such and such church, and this is an opportunity for us to learn about serving, whether it's in our own community or in another community.
Yes, and as you're pointing out, it gives you an awesome opportunity to witness to your faith in that particular setting.
Why would you spend your summer as a youth coming to some small mining town in West Virginia to paint bridges?
Yes, and why would you pay to do that, too?
Right, that's true.
A question that young people receive as well.
And it might have involved a small encounter with a bear, too, but I won't go into great details about that, and don't ask my wife either. So, but it was a great learning experience. Now, the fun thing about that one for our youth was I was serving a congregation in Florida. I was serving Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Brandon, Florida at the time. And we made that into a mystery trip. They didn't know. The students chose to remain uninformed about the destination. They knew that we were going to Camp Luther Haven, that we would fly to Camp Luther Haven and meet up there with other youth to go out to an undisclosed location. Now, the parents obviously received information about that before we left, but the youth wanted to remain surprised about it. So it was always fun when we'd meet. We did that, I think, twice while I was serving at Emmanuel, and showed up at camp and have no idea where we're going until the night before we leave.
Great opportunity. Great idea.
It was a lot of fun. It was just kind of a, you know, servants by surprise.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun. So anybody can participate. Any youth can participate in servant events. It's great to come together with youth from your congregation and participate in these.
Yes, and there's still opportunities to serve in this coming summer. You know, you can visit our website, www.lcms.org/servant events, and the listing is there, and the 75 plus events that are happening this summer at churches, schools, camps, recognized service organizations. So
now, some of the things that we've talked about in servant events have involved, you know, like manual labor or well, I don't know.
Correct.
If
I think
that,
we've kind of been focusing on the construction type area, but there's human care. So you might be coming into a community and perhaps they're leading a vacation Bible school.
Oh, okay.
In the city. Mm-hmm. That happens with Camp Pioneer this summer, where they'll go into a mission congregation in the city. They'll lead a daily vacation Bible school. They'll provide at least one meal one evening for the community and interaction with them. So you have that. You have opportunities to serve the developmentally disabled. A number of our camps offer that opportunity. And I think you talked with one of our hosts, Sue Hart, who hosts one of those events with Bethesda Ministries in Colorado.
That's right. We're going to talk with Sue in just a little bit here about the numerous opportunities that they have this summer to serve in those communities. I know Sunrise, Camp Sunrise in Anderson, Indiana, and some of the other locations that Bethesda works with to offer those servant events during the summer.
And if your audience is wondering, how do we pull all of this together? Well, certainly I'm blessed with amazing hosts who, as you mentioned, community life builders, project managers. But then we have a team of folks who represent camps, congregations, and they serve on our servant event committee and help with the training and just give practical ideas and share with the hosts
and
just
are
how they can make the best of their situation, their setting, and their service.
And these are veterans of LCMS servant events.
Served many, many years. And I think you're talking with another those, too.
Yeah, we'll talk with Pastor Bertram and
Shelley Carlson,
who've both been greatly involved with servant events and serve on that planning team as well. So building on their experience, then, they help plan, they help provide some leadership for the coming servant events. If what if you say, you know, what if a listener says, there are some needs in our own community where they could probably be served by a servant event.
Many times how that happens is a congregation will first host something just for their members to serve in the community. And then, lo and behold, that will expand, and they'll say, well, maybe we can invite some others to share in that with us. And that might be some churches in the surrounding area, or they might determine, well, let's see what it takes to host an LCMS servant event. And so that's where myself and our committee is available. The website that I referenced has a link to how to host an event, just kind of giving you a list of what to consider as you're thinking about hosting. And whether you're a camp or a church or an RSO, we can assist you in putting together, whether it's 3 days, 5 days a week, an event that can help you serve in the name of Christ in your community.
So I'm glad you pointed that out. A church or a camp or a recognized service organization, any of those might be great places for service opportunities, whether it be one of those different types. And I think all those types of servant events are listed on the lcms.org/servant events website as well.
In fact, if you know the month that you'd like to serve, you can enter that and it'll pull up everyone for that month. If you know that you want to do construction, you can do that. If you're looking for family, you can do that kind of a search. So we've put together an easy way for people to find an event that might meet the needs of their youth and
their like all the
congregation.
Different tabs. Right. So you can search by, if you're looking for a certain time frame, you can search by that. If you're looking for a type of event or a location, you know, by a certain
state,
region.
You don't want to travel too far. Mm-hmm. So there's an adjoining state. We're not in all 50 states, but that is one of our long range goals.
How have LCMS servant events grown over the past 30 years?
Well, it was a small test pilot at Lutheran Valley Retreat. And I think, if my memory serves me correctly, they were digging holes for something was kind of the main project. So that was a small group, and they've just expanded over the years. Particularly this current generation has a heart for serving and not for any accolades, but just recognizing the needs that people have and knowing how they can meet those needs in the name of Christ through serving.
I remember, well, it's been a while, almost two decades now, but when I was a young person as well, and first learning about servant events and trying to find one that would be a good match for us as well here in the Missouri district. And unfortunately, at that time, it didn't work out for us, but I'm glad that I did have the opportunity later on. And you're so right that with each generation, we're seeing more of an interest in serving others and not necessarily for accolades, not necessarily for any other benefit, just the opportunity to serve fellow human beings and more so to be a witness to Christ.
The Missouri district that you mentioned, they are changing up their district youth gathering this summer, and their youth will be actually meeting here in St. Louis for a 3 to 5 day period and staying together in a local place and then going out in the St. Louis community to serve. So they have kind of redesigned, knowing at their previous youth gathering, service was very popular. So they kind of turned that around and young
turned
people
it,
will be descending on Missouri, St. Louis in particular, this summer for opportunity to serve together.
Well, that's great. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with them as well about that and hear about how their district youth event has turned into a giant servant event.
A giant servant event.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk a little bit about how to host a servant event, how to get involved with servant events. But if someone's interested in hosting a servant event, again, they can go to that website, lcms.org/servant events.
Or they can email us at youth.ministry@lcms.org, and that'll be forwarded to me, and I can reply to whatever their question or need might be.
Youth.ministry@lcms.org?
Correct.
Very good. And then that'll make its way to Jim Lohman and can answer questions about servant events and how to host a servant event, how to get involved in servant events. I highly recommend going to, if you haven't been involved in a servant event before, go participate in a servant event somewhere before hosting one yourself, just to see the kind of all the logistics of it.
And our website even has 24 ideas for doing a service project within your church or a servant opportunity within your community, just to get you thinking about some easy ways to do that.
With just about a minute left, any events that or any stories from your involvement in servant events that have ever just really stood out for you?
I am always thinking about my my oldest daughter and an event that she was a part of in Kansas City and just helped reorganize a pretty disorganized food and clothing bank and just how that impacted her life. And now she herself is moving into church work as a director of Christian education. And I know that that event and the adults that worked with her then instilled in her that
a desire
calling
to serve.
Right.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Jim, for your time today and sharing with us about LCMS servant events. Again, we'll point folks to the website lcms.org/servant events because, as you mentioned, there are still opportunities coming up for this summer. Plenty of spots still available so folks can register for those events. And I assume registration information is all on that website as
Yes, and they get a direct email that's sent to the host.
Perfect.
That's how it works.
Very good. Jim Lohman, Associate Director for Youth Ministry in the Office of National Mission. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy.
Worldwide KFUO is easy to find on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at KFUO.org. Through our contacts page online, you can ask us questions. And there is good old snail mail, too. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for more than 90 years.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
A new campaign has gotten underway to increase the number of babies being born in a European country. It's called Do It for Denmark. And the "it" in the phrase is what you'd imagine, marital love that results in children. Officials are also offering parents of one child free childcare to have a date night with a goal to conceive a second baby. Denmark and pretty much all of Europe are literally desperate to reverse their declining populations. Italy's health minister recently called his nation a dying country. What nations need to do is help change the worldview that's been coined a culture of well-being. That is, travel and material possessions are more preferable than having children. It begins with ending abortion and teaching that children are a cherished gift from God.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Book lovers, rejoice. You don't need to wait until November for the CPH Warehouse Sale. Going on right now, you can restock your bookshelves with great books and resources at the CPH Spring Online Warehouse Sale. It's a three-day event, and you'll save big on books and Bibles and children's books and more at CPH during this spring online warehouse sale. The sale is going on right now, May 6th through 8th. Their web address again, cph.org. Again, at cph.org.
This week on Issues Etc., we'll listen to presentations from the 2013 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We'll hear from Rod Rosenblatt, Chris Roseborough, Will Wheaton, and Al Schmidt, speaking on pietism, Christ alone, postmodernism, classical Christian worship, and Islam.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
KFUO, the messenger of good news. And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." KFUO, the message is clear.
You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, the Reverend Craig Bertram, pastor at Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Pastor Bertram, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Also joining us by phone, Shelley Carlson. She is the Youth and Education Director at Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church and serves as Community Life Builder and on the Planning Committee for the LCMS Servant Events. Shelley, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much.
So excited to talk with both of you. Tell us, I'd like to hear from both of you about the ministry there at Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church. And we'll start with Pastor, and then we'll also talk with Shelley as well. Pastor, tell us about Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church in Forest Lake, Minnesota.
Well, we're a smaller congregation. We average about 150 people on a Sunday. But we're a very active congregation, and We have lots of programs going, and our youth programs are very important to us, as long as with education. And serving is a big component of our ministry here also.
And Shelley, tell us about your work as the Youth and Education Director there at Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church.
Well, I work with all youth, ages second grade through senior high youth. And I do a Wednesday evening program. I work with the confirmation students. I do, we do serving events. We do winter youth retreats with the kids. We try to keep the kids active and also serving the community and our church community as well.
And Shelley, how did you first get connected with LCMS Servant Events? How did you learn about the Servant Events in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
That's a great story. So, Pastor Bertram, I've been the youth director here at Lord of the Lakes since about 1991. And Pastor Bertram joined us, I suppose, about 99. And when he came, he said to me, "Oh, Shelley, we're going to do servant events." And I said to him, "You mean those work camp things?" And he laughed. He said, "They're not work camps." And I said, "Well, it looks like they are." And he goes, "Oh, no, wait, we're going to do one. You're going to love it." And I was a little apprehensive. And I went to training the first year. And I was like, "Okay, this is going to be a lot of work, and I wonder what this is going to all entail and what's going to happen." And boy, we did our first event, and I was like, "Wow, this is so cool. The amount of ministry that happens, how kids get excited about serving Christ is just so awesome to be a part of that. It is just a very exciting experience. And I am so thrilled to be a part of it. I just can't even tell you."
Well, I'm glad that you're there and involved in servant events, and obviously have so much energy and enthusiasm about it. Pastor, tell us about your involvement and why it's so important to be to you, for you and your congregation and others to be involved in LCMS servant events.
I got involved with servant events at my last church in Colorado. When I got there, the youth director there had already done servant events and hosted events. And so I kind of just got involved leading the Bible studies and things like that. But when I did get involved, I saw that the faith of the kids, it was such a powerful tool to help grow and develop faith that I was like, this is something very important. And I really have always stressed that, like, the National Youth Gathering and servant events are some of the biggest tools that we have to impact the faith life of junior high and senior high kids. I believe so strongly in it. I got involved on the national committee level, and we, as soon as I got here, we started hosting events. And besides the faith development of the kids, I think there's, for a congregation, I think it's just an incredible time for adults and the church to gather together see kids in action, to see kids doing great things and giving back. So besides the faith development in kids, I think there's a huge component for congregations to really rally around too and support youth ministry. But to see those kids in Bible study and going out and working, the adults of the congregation have really gotten around it and supported it and feel it to be a vital thing too. So it's not just youth, it's the whole congregation really gets involved. It's a wonderful blessing for us.
Shelley, can you Pastor mentioned the importance of adults being involved in servant events. Can you tell us the value of the interaction between youth and adults in servant events?
Sure. Well, as far as youth and adults, there's several components. There's the adult leaders that come with the kids, building relationships with them on the way to the servant event, while they're at the servant event, and as they return home from the servant event. That just builds such a community within the youth group itself, and it's a bond that you just can't describe. You just can't, you just don't, it doesn't happen like an overnight thing. It's a great thing. It's trusting. It's being able to know that the adult leader has a strong faith. The adult leader may find out many things about their youth group while they're here too, about their faith. The other component with adults and youth would be those like the adults that help with the serving event in serving food and bringing treats and other things that they do to help us with the serving event. They get to see the kids in action. They get to see how a servant event works, what happens with the kids while they're here, the building of faith, the growing of community. It's pretty exciting. And then there's the adults that we serve. We do work on people's homes that are not able to do the work themselves, either because they are having a difficult situation, if they are having a medical problem, whatever their case may be, that they cannot financially, they're not able to do the work on their homes themselves. That relationship that's built between the homeowner that we serve and the kids that are doing the work there is pretty incredible. We don't necessarily go to the homeowners and tell them and say to them, oh, we would like to do some work on your home, mm-hmm. and so we can bring the love of Christ here. But as we do work on their home, they can see the love of Christ and how it has made a dramatic impact in their life. Last year, we served a woman who was diagnosed with cancer. She was having some difficult times in her life personally, and Pastor and I unfortunately, we weren't able to do as much work on her home as we had hoped. But Pastor and I went to visit with her afterwards, after the event was over. And the cool thing was is that she said to us, wow, it really made me feel like God still cares about me, like I still really matter to him. And that is really, you know, that was a pretty cool thing for her to say to us. And we left and we were like, wow, that was so cool that she felt God's love there, because that's really what we want the homeowner to feel too, is the love of Christ. We also had two adult helpers from our congregation that helped us. They helped on a building project. They were a little apprehensive. They were like, well, I don't know if I want to work with kids. I don't know about this. And, they had the best time working with those kids. They were able to share their faith. And I just think when kids have an adult male who can share their faith with them, that just is such a cool thing. And they just had such a great time with the kids, and the kids had a great time with them. And it's it was just pretty awesome. So
tell us about your involvement, being on the planning committee for LCMS Servant Events overall.
Well, what I do, or what the committee does, is we teach people how to host a servant event. And we have a training session in November every year where people who are interested, congregations or camps that are interested in hosting servant events, come for about a 2.5-day session where we gather and we present a lot of materials to them about how to host an event. Some of the things that we go over with at the service that weekend is we go through the Bible study that we like to have all the events do the same Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
So we present the Bible study for that year for them, and we usually have the Bible study writer be there so they can also kind of give us some background on the study and what they were thinking of. That's very helpful. We also give a lot of ideas about games, community building, how to go and find the work to be done, how to financially be able to do the work. It's just a lot of great information in that 2.5 days of training. So anyone who's interested in hosting an event, please get in contact with LCMS Servant Events. You will not be sorry that you did that.
Pastor, can you tell us, you also are involved in the national planning for LCMS Servant Events. Tell us about why you got involved, why it's important for us to offer these events around the country.
Well, I'm not on the committee right now, actually. Shelley took my spot. But I did think it was very important. I think, you know, for youth workers and for pastors, it's not just always about your church. There's a broader picture. And for me, believing, I guess, that servant events really had that huge impact of faith development and growth for kids, I wanted to be part of that. And I wanted to help other congregations, other camps, institutions, whatever, develop that mindset, that perspective. So I joined the committee in the hopes of doing that and training others so that they could replicate that in different places.
Very good. And Shelley, what are some of the, how can we find out more about where servant events are offered this summer?
You can go to the website, LCMS Servant Events, and there is a total full listing of servant events. You can find them either by region, by date, and by type of work, by state. There's all kinds of different ways to find them. I was on the site just the other day. There's lots of events that are still open. The event that Pastor Bertram and I host, we're still open too. So we would love to have some other congregations join us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us about these events and certainly your passion for them as well. And I'm so glad that the LCMS offers these events, and we'll point them to the website. We'll include a link to the website with the archive of today's program as well.
Okay, very nice.
Thank you so much for being our guest today, the Reverend Craig Bertram, pastor at Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Pastor Bertram, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And Shelley Carlson, Youth and Education Director at Lord of the Lakes Lutheran Church and Community Life Builder, and serves on the planning committee for the LCMS Servant Events. Shelley, thanks so much for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too, and all the work that you're doing. More Faith and Family in just a little bit on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
In 1924, we embraced the new technology of that day. Radio. Since that day, we've stayed on the cutting edge of technology. There are many easy ways to listen to Worldwide KFUO. On the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the gospel of Christ in both word and song. Now that's why you should listen. The where and the how, well, that's up to you. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Love is universal, known in all languages and among all people. And music is universal. Put the two together, and songs of love abound. On the next Sing for Joy, songs about the universal love of God will make your heart sing.
Sundays at noon on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Sue Hart. She's a ministry consultant with Bethesda Lutheran Communities, serving in Colorado. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today. Tell us about your work as a ministry consultant with Bethesda Lutheran Communities.
Well, certainly. My training for the Lutheran Church is Director of Christian Education, and I came to Bethesda 9 years ago, was hired to serve and help to provide supports for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities here in the Colorado area and as needed around the United States. My work is a three-phase, and number one is to provide spiritual life support to the people here in Colorado. We serve approximately 300 adults, children, and youth with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I work to train and resource our staff to multiply my ministry and making sure that folks are growing in their faith in ways that they want and desire to. And then I also work with congregations out here to build and grow ministry with this population of people with special needs within their community who may or may not be served by Bethesda directly. But this ministry is just that important that as we reach out with the gospel of Christ, that we get our churches involved and our communities involved with these folks.
Well, very good. And how has, tell us how long you've been involved in, or how did you become involved in LCMS servant events?
Well, earlier I was serving in my early years as a director of Christian education and different congregations throughout Southern California and then here in Colorado with youth ministry myself and taking youth. Our first event was to Nia Bay, Washington, and working with the American Indians out in that part of the United States. And that was one of my first experiences with taking young people as an adult leader and experiencing those opportunities of mutual service and with people who needed to hear more about Jesus or to share their faith in Christ with the groups that we took out there. So that's been more years than I care to count at this point, but fond memories. And then just through the years of working with Jim Lohman and his team out in St. Louis, connecting and now through Bethesda, as we are now on the offering servant event site, versus the receiving end side of participating in servant events.
And so tell us about some of the servant events that you've been involved in and what you've learned along the way.
The events that we've been involved with through Bethesda Camp Ministry give opportunity for high school age youth and older to come on in and be in ministry together with us. The one thing I've learned is hugely through this opportunity is number one, that God has created us all in his image and his likeness. And God wants all of us to be able to come to know him as their Lord and Savior. Whether it is a person with a different ability or a person coming in not sure about people with disabilities, we come together as his children. And we come together under that, under the sign of the cross, to be able to grow in that faith and to work side by side and find out that we are each very much alike and no different than each other. We might be packaged a little differently, but that love that God gives to us brings us together, unites us, and bonds us together as his children.
Very good. What is unique about some of the servant events that are hosted or that are part of Bethesda?
Yes, we have three camp opportunities that we have through Bethesda Camp Ministries, and each of those are located in different parts of the United States. Currently, this 2015 season will be in Texas, in Indiana, and then also in Watertown, Wisconsin. And I think the uniqueness is that oftentimes people will go on a servant event thinking, I am going to go and serve. I am going to go and do something for people. And then end up finding out that they were ministered to by the people that they've come to minister to themselves, if that makes sense. It's that mutual ministry, that mutual service that takes place there. And so it just really, in that unique human care sense, the human care is going back and forth. And I don't know who feels that they're the bigger recipient of the people who are camping as our adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or the companions who come in as high school students, adult leaders, college age interns, who come to serve, but who got served more. And it's an amazing thing to see by the end of the week, these young people who come in with eyes wide open of, oh my goodness, what am I doing here this week? And within hours, the bonds of friendship that developed and the mutual appreciation of each other and abilities of what people can do and the faith that they share together.
Tell us about, first of all, who can participate in a servant event? And then, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The participants that we set in an age of going into high school in the fall for students, mm-hmm. that age or older, part of that is just because sometimes there's a strength that needs to be able to be there. If a person utilizes a wheelchair or needs a little bit of help getting up off of a bed or something at night. So we need folks who are a little bit of that older age. So going into high school or older, and, you know, there really isn't an age limit at the other side. So it's your adult leaders. It might even be, we've had some groups of adults who have wanted to come and serve without children or without youth with them. So there is no age at the upper end there. But we do ask that students would be accompanied by their adult leaders, and ratios and things like that are all on our website to give that. But the adults participate side by side with their youth, and to just be able to grow in their understanding of people and acceptance of people who are a little bit different.
And give us an idea of what a typical day looks like in a servant event.
Yeah. Boy, we offer it. It is an on-the-go week. They arrive typically on a Monday morning and are there till Saturday morning. Monday is spent in training and equipping, gaining understanding of the people that they will be experiencing for the week and how to best support them in their needs to experience camp. The campers who are adults with disabilities come in on Tuesday, and they are greeted warmly by a one-on-one person. A person who's a companion would be one of our high school students or adults. Is paired up then with a camper with a disability, and they get to experience camp for the week. worship and growing in our faith through Bible study are our number one importance through the week. And Bethesda offers a united Bible study theme that's used during worship and Bible studies for the week. You Are Mine is the theme for this year, based off of Isaiah 43, verse 1, is what we're circling around this year. There's activities every day that help just to provide opportunities to grow in our understanding of each other. We do what are called woodcrafts that volunteers have cut out projects that need to be either hammered together, nailed together, put together, slid piece to piece together, and then are, as they're assembled, they're then painted, all relating to the Bible theme. Afternoons are spent in opportunity of activities, and there could be things like swimming or archery, good old camp activities. And the evenings also have an opportunity perhaps for a dance or a karaoke, a campfire, all that good stuff with camp. Our Bible studies are held every morning, and then referring back to them at the close of the day here, where students, the companions, and their campers are learning and growing in faith together. And one unique thing with Bethesda camps is that we offer opportunities for the people who come in as companions will be with their camper for the entire week. So there really isn't a lot of downtime. This is truly a servant attitude mission opportunity. Because there are not times for the groups to leave and go out and do their own experiencing or side trip kind of things during the week. They bed down together with the people with disabilities. They eat together. They are showering and helping each other, supporting each other to be able to do that. So everything is done camper and companion together for the week. It all culminates on Friday night with a worship service and ascending service on Saturday morning that really gets almost quite emotional for some who have really grown in their faith and in this relationship with the camper and the companion for that week. So it's a very full, we plan, we facilitate opportunity where leaders can come on in and not have to worry what do they have to plan for the week. We take care of all of that, and it is a high-power program.
And where are some of the opportunities this summer?
This summer, you'll be able to participate in Cypress, Texas, Anderson, Indiana, and Camp Motts in Watertown, Wisconsin will be the three locations that we're located at.
Very good. And how can we find out more about these opportunities to serve through Servant Events?
Yeah, well, it's real easy. All of our registration material and information are on our Bethesda website. And when you get on there at the top, it'll be under the link camps at the top right-hand corner of the page. And that website is BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org/camp. So that's Bethesda Lutheran Communities. .org/camp. All the information is there and easy to follow. There's videos and clips of previous opportunities at camp, so you can show those to your youth if you're still trying to figure out what your summer plans are. And camp has been going on for 45 years, and we plan on a whole nother 45 mm-hmm. years. So if your opportunity is passed for this summer, will certainly be available for next summer in 2016 as well.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking time to share with us about the Bethesda Lutheran Communities and the servant events and camps going on this summer. Sue, it's been great talking with you. Sue Hart, Ministry Consultant, Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.